will write your book. I 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 will write your book right now. Listen up.
Hi, this is Cassette Tape 10. Welcome to I Will Write Your Book. My name's Will Hines, and I'm a ghostwriter, which means I write books for other people. And this podcast is where I play you the meetings I have with my interesting clients. This is for hardcore fans of the publishing industry. You want to know how it works. You maybe want to be a ghostwriter, and you want to really get the behind-the-scenes glimpse into the negotiations and the information that goes into it. This podcast is for you, my friend. With me, as always, is my copy editor, Karen Donahue. Karen. Nice to see you.
Great to see you, Will.
Yeah, why not? I just want to say that I appreciate you and that I'm grateful that you're in my life and that I'm grateful for our friendship.
Did you read a book or something? What's happening?
I did. I read a book on gratitude, and it's making all the difference.
Well, it seemed false,
okay,
to be honest with you. It seemed like you were just checking
false.
Off. Yeah,
it was.
It just seemed like a checklist that you
I
were
did not believe it, as
ticking
I said
off.
It.
I didn't think so either.
Well, that's okay, because I'm just warming up. I'm practicing. Mm-hmm. And, contentment is a journey, and I'm on that journey. So,
Okay. Well,
I appreciate your I'm grateful for your honesty.
Ugh.
It sounded false.
Yeah. Sounded false again. Sounded false again.
I felt it. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it as I said it.
Well, I know. I don't have a lot of time today because I'm negotiating a deal on a ski resort in Angel Fire, New Mexico.
What do you mean you're negotiating a deal?
I'm buying a ski resort.
How do you have
enough
money to buy an entire ski resort? That's crazy.
I have a lot of money, Will.
I can't believe you're my copy editor. You just do the grammar and the copy editing.
Just the grammar?
For somebody of your wealth.
For someone who's practicing gratitude, you are such an ingrate.
I'm grateful for this honesty.
Ugh. Anyway, so I don't have a lot of time because there's a lot of back and forth going on, and what's included, what isn't included.
Do the negotiations yourself? You get on you call them up and you work out the deal?
Of course. I'm one badass bitch.
Jesus, it's so impressive.
Yeah.
Although I do get it. I was I went to Target the other day and I haggled and I got my way.
Well, they're going to always give you your way at Target. They don't give a shit.
Is that right? I felt so good.
No, just every time complain, ask for a manager.
I bought 2 shower curtains and I had them knock it down from $8.99 to $7.50.
You only have one shower.
Yeah, but I got a backup now. All right, let's get to our guest.
Such a fool with money. Such a fool with money.
I'm grateful for that honesty. All right, we're going to bring on our client. I have not talked to her before this call. Her name is Meg Simone, and I'm connecting her right now. Meg, are you there?
Hi. Hey, Will. Hey, Karen. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh,
nice to meet you. Thanks for coming on this call.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm excited. I need to write a book, and I'm stumped. I'm in the woods.
Oh, you come to the right place. We're going to get you out of the woods, free and clear of the trees.
Thank you. I'm very grateful. I'm so grateful.
Wow, that seemed very authentic. Meg, I love your energy.
Oh,
I gotta say that right
Karen,
away.
Karen, I love you're very real, and I love your energy too.
Oh, thank you. Ugh. I know. I'm very authentic. Will, on the other hand, you'll see.
Well, I'm having trouble being, Karen's being a little harsh about it, but I am trying to be have more gratitude, but it's pretty insincere right now.
Yeah, that sounded insincere. I consider myself a very sincere person.
Yeah.
And so my insincerity radar is very very high tuned. Like I can and you're just like going off right now.
Mm. I actually could tell. I was like right away when you said hi, I was like, this person has good radar, is what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
You're a good read of people. So
yeah.
That means no one's gonna fool you, and we're gonna have to be real honest with you, and I like that.
Meg, I'm really sorry, because this call is about you and what you want to do and your goals, and not about Will and what he wants to do. He's kind
You're
of
right.
hijacking it. He's hijacking it.
You're right. He's hijacking it, and I need to center myself. This is, you know, I need to center myself and my life a little bit more, and that's what
Good
I'm gonna do starting right now on this phone call.
Good for you. We all need to be centered. That's a great goal.
Yes.
And I apologize for hijacking it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, Meg, do you have some idea of what you want to write a book about, or like what any ideas?
Or? Yes. Well, okay. So I don't know if, like, you know, I assume you've done a little research into me. I do run a very popular Disney influencer Instagram account called Tipsy Tinkerbell. I am Tipsy Tinkerbell.
Oh my God, you're Tipsy Tinkerbell.
Holy shit, I can't believe it.
Sorry, I'm not in my full like Tinkerbell costume right now. So yes. Maybe that's why you didn't recognize me.
No.
That's why.
I go around, you know, my Instagram account is going around different Disney parks and, you know, getting drunk, just causing problems. Basically, being as bad as you can at Disneyland before they fully kick you out or take you to Disney jail.
First, I gotta say, this is an incredible idea. And unlike a lot of the ideas we have on this show, I think this is legit a good plan and should be done by somebody.
Well, it is a good, it's such a good plan that I did get hired. A publisher did give me a big advance to write a book called The Bad Girl's Guide to Disneyland.
Oh my God. Yes, congratulations. Great.
Congratulations.
But I've never written a book before. I was like, yes, I signed on the dotted line because I wanted the money, but I've never written a book before. I don't.
Oh, it's so easy, Meg. It's so easy.
Okay, it's not
it
that
really
easy.
Is.
It does take
it's
some
really
skill
simple.
And some work.
Anyone can do it. It's really take some easy.
Skill. Okay, take well, some skill. Okay, well, if Karen, I mean, it sounds like maybe I don't need to be here. Like,
No. It takes some skill, and Karen's just trying to reassure you that this is going to be a successful process. But no, rest assured, it does take skill and work to do.
Okay, well, I'll stay on for a little while longer.
Meg, you seem so smart, and like you seem like you can achieve any goal that you have. And I believe that you could probably do this yourself. I mean, your Instagram account is amazing.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
even
amazing.
If it was just like a picture book, I mean, it has all of your ideas right there.
I mean, we did just cross like 2 million followers. I'll consider this more of an interview. I feel like I'm interviewing Will.
Yes. That's how you should think of it.
That is true. We are sort of auditioning for each other. And
You're really auditioning, Will.
We're both auditioning.
You're really auditioning, Will.
As is Meg. And I'll just say that I'll be the first. If this is not a good fit and we think you should do the book on your own, we'll tell you.
No, Will is not honest and he needs money. So I just want you to keep all of that in mind.
I'll
Meg.
Keep
I
it on. Okay.
Just keep all of that in mind.
I am grateful for you, Karen, and your honesty.
You are not. Meg, can I ask one question real quick before we even get rolling here?
Yes.
How much did you get for your advance?
I got $800,000.
Oh, nice. Jesus. So if I were you, I wouldn't give Will more than,
Karen,
4,000 maybe?
Karen, don't negotiate.
5,000.
Don't negotiate for
me. I'm a great negotiator, Will. I'm negotiating on Meg's behalf.
Karen, have you ever done literary management or are you an agent?
No. You know, I haven't, but I'm sure I'd be great at it. I love negotiations. So do you need representation?
I mean, I'm with somebody right now. I don't love them.
Right.
You know, I could,
Tell
we could, let's,
we,
after this, we could talk
yeah,
maybe
talk.
About,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah we'll
I don't
talk.
Normally
yeah.
like to talk about money so early in the conversation. We haven't even talked about the book, but, I will tell you that for a project of this magnitude and of this scrutiny, I would normally charge, and this is $10,000. The $4,000 number that Karen threw out, I don't know where she's getting that. So
we'll talk. We'll see if you deserve that extra $6,000.
Yeah, that's an extra $6,000.
Yeah.
That's an extra $6,000.
Yeah,
$10,000
is the
starting rate, and it's possible that it could be higher. But again, we will talk about that later once we get into a little more of the book and what services I might provide. So, Tipsy Tinkerbell, The Bad Girl's Guide to Disneyland. How long can somebody be in Disneyland drunk before they throw you in Disney jail? And what is Disney jail?
Oh, Disney jail is all the technical stuff that goes on in Disneyland takes place in tunnels underneath the park. And they have a special jail down there where if you're like really bad in Disneyland, they come and they like arrest you through like these secret tunnels and you're thrown in that jail. Presumably until the actual authorities come to get you, but there are stories about just people who disappear in there forever.
Disappear?
Yeah.
And you've been in Disney jail.
I have been in Disney. I've been in Disney jail a couple times. Yes.
That's a book on its own.
Yeah.
That's like a book on its own.
Oh yeah. I could, I mean, that would be a good, good follow up. Like the bad girl's guide to surviving Disney jail. Yes.
I just want to say that if I helped write that book and I don't want to get into money too early, that would also be a $10,000 fee.
No, that's okay. Too much. That's, okay. That's starting... too much. You know what? You know what? Here we go. I think you should do both books for the $10,000.
No.
Okay.
I think you should do the Bad Girl's Guide to Disneyland and the Bad Girl's Guide to Surviving Disney Jail. Both of those. I think you should do them both for $10,000. Then we got a deal. Now we're talking.
I'll call up my publisher. I'm pretty sure I can talk him into another advance for the second book. And then
you should ask for 1.5 for the second book.
Okay.
At least.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. I deserve a raise. Karen, thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, no, thank you.
You're really making me value myself.
Thank Karen, you. Yes, Karen. And you should.
How about you value me a little bit? I'm your employer. I'm giving you.
You're not my employer. You 1099 me. It's contract. I'm contract work.
All right, Meg, let's talk about being a bad girl. Are you really a bad girl? Is this your identity? Is this your life?
You know what? In most of my regular life, I mean, Disney is my regular life, but outside of Disney, I'm like a perfect little angel. Mm. But when I get to Disney, I don't know what it just something comes over me, and I wanna get drunk, and I wanna like cause problems.
Can you give me an example of what your behavior is like when you go to Disneyland? Like what happens?
Oh sure. Have you ever like pretended that like, I don't have any kids, but like pretend like your children are missing to get to the front of Splash Mountain really quickly.
No,
like
you've never just, done that.
I need to find my son is missing. My son is missing. And you like, I don't have a son, but like you just shove through a bunch of people and then you get, and you're at the front of Splash Mountain and lickety splits.
No, I've never done this. I've never. Well, but if somebody's missing their children, why would they be going to a ride on Splash Mountain?
Child is ahead in the line.
The child ran ahead in the line.
Yeah. Use your imagination. Yeah. Well, use your imagination.
Also, if you're just screaming, just in general, if you're screaming about a missing child, no one questions that. No one's gonna be like you're,
screaming.
Yeah, screaming like in a state of like blind panic. And then, like, as soon as you get to the front, you jump on the ride, and you drop it, and you're like, so long, suckers. Enjoy the wait.
Oh, God. I love it. I love shoving victory in someone's face.
Yes.
You actually say out loud, so long, suckers?
Yeah, like, so long, suckers.
You've got to let them know.
Yeah, but they're suckers.
Just seems like you're kind of outing the fact that you lied, and they would soon remember you, especially if you go back on repeat visits.
That's part of the fun. Part of the fun is the reveal. It's like a magic trick. It's like, have you ever seen The Prestige?
The movie? Yes, I have.
Yeah, you know how they talk about there's those three parts of a magic trick? That's the prestige at the end. You're like, ta-da, I tricked all of you. And it feels, because like, it feels, you feel like, you know, you've like really like, gotten one over on these people, and they just have to sit in it. It's like it feels really good.
In real life, Will can't get past the turn part of the prestige. Mm-hmm. He just can't get past the turn.
I've tried to do magic tricks several times, and it's failed. And Karen, I would like to say, I am going to be asking questions of our guest and follow-up questions, and it's not always stupid of me to say it or making it about myself, because I have one now I would like to ask.
Go ahead.
When you see a magic trick and the prestige happens, as an audience member, you're delighted. Mm-hmm. You're sort of delighted to be fooled. You kind of want to be fooled in a way when you go to a magic show. But people in ride, when a woman in a blind panic screams about her children and then says, "So long, suckers," I'm not sure I would be delighted. I mean, what is the reaction of people when you say that?
Oh, they are upset. But just like my audience is like my Instagram audience. Okay. They're the ones who delighted, who like they're living vicariously through me, because you know they can't all get to, like, I live in Southern California. I can go to Disneyland literally whenever I want. It's so nice, but my Instagram audience can't, so they want to live vicariously through me.
And also, not everybody feels comfortable being a bad girl. They don't It takes some guts, I think.
It takes some guts and it takes some practice.
It takes some practice. Did you have trouble at some point?
Oh,
were
yeah.
Were you not
yeah.
good at this?
Yeah, I was not always good. I was not always good at it. You know, starting off, you know, I was a little more of a rule follower. Like what I love, you know, I love bringing food on rides. Like the first when you're not like really you're not supposed to bring food on any ride. So I love it. Just feels like a fun like little rule to break when you're going on rides. But like I would follow. You know, if I was getting on the Incredicoaster and one of the ride operators saw that I had a thing of nachos and they're like, you better throw that out. I would throw it out like a good girl. Mm. But now I know all the secrets about how to sneak nachos onto the Incredicoaster.
Ooh.
Is that something that's a big appeal to have nachos on the Incredicoaster?
Have you ever eaten nachos on an upside down loop?
I have not.
So good. It's like the like G-force just like it like increases the flavor of the nachos, and then also like when a lot of it like flies back and like hits the people behind you.
It's so funny.
I'm just, you know, I've gone on the Incredicoaster. Great ride. It's a relatively short period of time that you're actually on the ride. Like,
yes.
I don't remember myself getting hungry or like needing a snack during the ride.
You gotta like, that's why you gotta take, like, as soon as the ride starts, you take them out and you just have to start like wolfing them down. You get the nachos at, what used to be Ariel's Grotto is now the Pixar Lamp Lounge. You gotta get the lobster nachos. Cause you also like, part of being a bad girl is being like decadent as well.
Mm.
And you're like halfway through them by the time you hit that loop. And then the rest of them are just gone.
Mm. You know what I like, the post that I loved was I don't actually know what that's called, but it's that where they have the lights, like the water by Pixar Pier. Swimming in that. Love that.
You're of course talking about like the nightly the water show they do where they project. I you know what? I
world
know
of
there's
color.
World of color. Yes.
Oh my god.
So, thank you for. I'm always nearly blackout drunk by the time that happens, so I can never remember the name.
Right.
I was so drunk at that point that when they turned the Ferris wheel, giant Ferris wheel, into a giant BB-8, one of my Disney, like one of the things my audience knows about me is that I'm extremely horny for BB-8 from the Star Wars franchise. And I was just like,
yes,
I'm gonna
I love your BB-8 horny posts.
Yes. Oh yeah. My BB-8 thirst traps.
Ooh.
Yeah. I am sincere in my goal of like I'm going to fuck the actual BB-8 or the where he's gonna fuck me.
Uh-huh. I love it.
The droid?
It's so naughty.
Yes, I mean I know they're not real, but I'm gonna get the actual prop from the actual movie
and have sex with it.
Yes.
What is it about BB-8 that makes you so horny, Meg?
He's just so roly, you know, like there's something about like a little like roly poly guy. Plus he has all those attachments. It just looks like he could really like he would take care of you and like be tender. And, you know, you could kind of like talk to him and be like, no, not that. Do this. Like he just seems like he'd be like a really attentive lover.
Right. You could take some notes.
Yes.
Will.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't think I have
attentive lover
like
yes.
BB-8. You think I could be more roly and have attachments?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for in a lover.
BB-8 does have a very sweet temperament. I have to admit.
He's like, very,
very
sweet.
Happy personality.
Yes.
Now the other post that I loved of yours, Meg. Oh my god, was when you were on storybook boats.
Mm-hmm.
And you pee-peed over the side.
You gotta pee-pee, yes.
Yeah, big post.
Yeah.
That one went very viral.
Yes, supposedly so did the water. It's a joke. But yes,
put that in the book, Will. Write that down.
Yeah. Please be taking. You're taking notes right now, right?
I wasn't, but I'll start now.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's gold. That's gold. See, that's why I need, it just comes out of my brain. It just comes out of my brain. I just need someone to wrangle all of it.
This book is going to be easy to write, but not that easy. It'll still take some skill.
No, you're really just going to pull off the post from the Instagram.
Maybe $7,000 easy. easy? Like
for two books.
For two 10, full 000, books.
10,000 per book. 10,000 okay. per book.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll talk.
No, that doesn't work for us. That doesn't work for us.
Karen,
Will.
What do you mean us?
That doesn't
work
for us.
You are on my team. Karen, you're on my team.
I'm on no one's team. I'm an independent contractor.
All right. I'll accept no one's team, but you're not on Meg's team. We're helping Meg. We're not negotiating.
As a woman, I'm on Meg's team.
Yeah.
Okay.
Team. Yeah.
All right, Meg, so you peed in the water over the pier, and that one went viral. Can you walk us through the experience that led you up to that decision?
I mean, it was a pretty simple decision. You know, it was in the moment. I had just gotten out of Carthay Circle. I drank 3 or 4 of these bourbon drinks that are Walt Disney's favorite. Like, that's kind of part of the reason I do this is to honor Walt Disney's legacy as a asshole and raging alcoholic.
Right. Right.
So I had some of those. I was getting on the storybook boats, and I really had to pee, and I was like, my good girl instincts kicked in for a second. I was like, I just gotta wait until I get off the boat. And I was like, hey, no, wait a second. This is like opportunity presenting itself. This is like a chance. Like, you know, it's like you can't control the muses or the fates. They just hit you, and it's like, right now my bladder is my muse. I need to pee over the side of this. I have to get up and just like squat over the side of this boat and let it go, as one of my favorite Disney princesses said.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Pee over the
boat. Pee over the side.
Yeah.
Don't have to pee anymore.
Write it down, Will.
I
wasn't writing it down. I'll try to write
it
down.
Favorite Disney princess, let it go.
Maybe I could talk them into releasing a parody album of Disney classics with that. I can negotiate that for you.
Okay,
Meg.
Thank you, Karen. Disney Studios is very litigious and they're tough. You know, they have rooms full of lawyers.
Dealing with
this stuff. But you know, I think we can get around it because it's a parody, and so we'll negotiate. I'll get you some of that Disney money.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Of course.
I've given so much to Disney. They need to give something back to me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let It Go could be a fun parody song. What else? Under the Sea might be a fun one to parody. That's a pretty big.
Yeah.
Maybe it could be Under My Pee. Just brainstorming here.
Oh, I like that. That's not bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not bad.
Part of Your World. That's another.
Fart of Your World.
Oh,
Fart of Your World could be really
fun.
Yes.
I love it. That's another one of the posts that I love that you posted.
Yes.
When you farted on poo.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I love,
and
yeah.
You're like, what's, has anyone seen a fart on poo? And then you farted on poo. It was hilarious.
I had to do that one as a story because I really wanted, you know, I needed the audience to be able to hear the fart, because I was like, I was saving that up, that was an all day plan. I was like, I'm going to start early, eat like just, you know, lots of corn dogs, lots of nachos, and then get in line ready to fart on. Actually, I was a little disappointed. The plan was to originally shart on poo, but it didn't work out.
Only a fart. It was impressive to me how you straddled poo. Like, you put your hands on his shoulders and vaulted up so that you were straddling his head.
Yes.
And then you just let a monstrous fart go.
Yes.
It was astounding to see in your Instagram.
Thank you. It was like, I actually had to practice that move I had a poo model in my, a replica of the poo costume in my house for like a couple of weeks before that, so I could actually like practice like the run involved.
Oh my God, people don't understand the work that goes into
posts.
They really don't.
Running a popular Instagram account is a full-time job, because it's not just about when I'm at Disneyland being a bad girl. It's when I'm at home, you know, practicing, like, you know, planning out shots of the day. Who am I going to fart on today? Where am I going to pee? It's like a whole process.
Now, Meg, do you smuggle in your own alcohol as well as buying alcohol at Disney?
You've got to. I've gotten pretty good at finding ways to sneak it in. Sometimes I'll come in with I have a medical condition, and I'll come in with like a bunch of things of pills, but each one is actually its own secret little shot glass. You can do that.
Oh, that's smart. And no because one's gonna, then they can't hassle you. No, they can't hassle you no, if they, you say you have a medical condition.
No, and like you could be like just like take out your camera and be like, are you saying I'm a liar? Are you saying that I don't have a medical condition? I'm filming this.
Good.
Wow.
And then they don't want bad publicity, so they'll just let you in.
It's got to be trouble for you to get in the park. Like, you are famous. Like, 2 million followers on Instagram. Karen and I know who you are. I'm sure that at least some of the ticket takers and the gate attendants know who you are, especially if you're screaming in a blind panic so frequently and saying that you're filming. I mean, I think people would start, and you sounds like you go to Disneyland a fair amount.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm there. I try to be there like 3 to 4 times a week.
Okay, so they definitely know who you...
Yeah, they definitely know who Tipsy Tinkerbell is. And I have had to go into the... There is a whole black market, dark web for fake Disney IDs. So I have a pretty extensive collection of false identities and false Disney passes that I use to get into Disney. Like, you just have to go on the dark web and pay for faked it. But I never go in my full Tinkerbell outfit, because that's another thing. As an adult, you're not allowed to wear costumes.
It's insane. It's crazy that they don't let you dress in a full costume.
Because they're worried that kids think you're one of the actual costume people in the park, which they do. Like, they come up to me all the time, and then I face palm them and push them away and clap for this loser.
Oh my god.
But it's I think that's the kids' fault. They should you know.
It's so funny. It's so funny when the kids come up to you and you face palm them. Yeah, it's so funny. I love when you get those on camera.
Yes.
I don't know, Meg. I think face palming children might be a bad move for any brand.
They shouldn't run up to anyone. Yeah. They shouldn't just run up to anyone.
I'm teaching them important lessons.
I've seen your Instagram stories, and you've done a couple compilations of best face palms where there's just a sort of a super cut of a lot of your really good face palms. Yeah. I think you might be able to be arrested for endangering a child sometimes.
You're being very judgmental.
You're coming off
as very judgmental and not authentic at all.
Yeah, not authentic and not a vibe you want to write this book.
I'd love to write this book.
I mean, I'm planning on one of the few ideas I do have is there should be a whole chapter on how to face palm children.
Ooh,
at Disneyland.
It.
So if that's a no, if that's a deal breaker for you, I guess we're not in business, but.
No, okay. We'll put it in there. I just think maybe we want to acknowledge that if we're telling people to do this behavior, we should warn them that I think it might be a misdemeanor. Possibly.
Oh yeah. You could end up in Disney jail. I'll be on full disclosure. I've been in Disney jail a lot.
What's it like? How do you get out of Disney jail?
I've had to escape.
I just want to pause here. We're getting into book 2 here.
Okay.
About this, so I want to make Will aware of that. If we start discussing it, then you are obligated to write book number 2, and that's 2 books for $10,000.
Okay, 2 books for
$10,000 each, and. How does one escape?
Now we're going to go to 7. Now we're going to go down to 7, and you're going to have to work your way back up.
Karen, please stop negotiating on behalf of Meg. How does one escape from Disney jail?
There are vents. There are vents that you have. I always carry a pocket knife, a multifaceted, it has screwdrivers, has this and that. I always carry it in a place where they don't check. I won't say where, but you can guess. I'm able to undo the vents and then crawl through this vent that takes you up back through the bottom of Space Mountain. It's very dangerous because you're actually at the bottom of the coaster. It's whipping by. You could get decapitated. That did happen to my best friend once. But that's how you can escape. There are tunnels within tunnels in Disneyland and World.
Mm-hmm. So there's a dark web to buy IDs. There's hidden tunnels out of Disney jail. I had no idea that this world existed.
Yeah, there's a whole dark underbelly of Disney, both on the inside and the outside, that a lot of people don't know about.
Your friend got decapitated?
Jess. Yeah.
Oh, That's so sad. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, she was drunk Daisy, and she had we had kind of like popular like dual Disney accounts where I was Tipsy Tinkerbell, she was drunk Daisy Duck, and then
I remember drunk Daisy. I was wondering what happened to her. She kind of just stopped posting.
She got decapitated when we were escaping Disney jail. Yeah, like face down, just took her head off.
Oh my gosh. So sad.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. So sad. She had such a bright future ahead of her with that account. But you know what? You've really cornered the market now.
I know. Thank you. I do a lot of it. Like, it really forced me to up my game and be like, now I'm doing this in honor of my friend.
Aw. You know what? Another one of my favorite posts, because I love them all, I really do, is when you're like, my purse, that woman stole my purse, yes. And it's an elderly woman.
Yes, oh my God.
It's a very elderly woman who seems very confused by what's happening, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you take the purse and you're creating a bit of a ruckus.
Oh,
trying
a
to gather
ruckus.
People around.
Yes, yes. I'm like, this thief, she's not I mean, sometimes you even have to be like, she's just faking it. She's not really an old woman. I need my purse back. And then you get her. And like, old women, old people in general, they just carry all their money on them.
Right.
And like, then you just have, then you've got like a fat wad of cash to run back to Carthay Circle or the Disney wine vineyard. Oh,
ooh,
yeah.
Love
yeah.
the vineyard. Love yeah. that. Vineyard.
That's one of my little Disney hacks. If you're out of money at Disney, just accuse an old person of thievery and you're back in business.
I just want to say, and I don't, this is going to sound judgmental, and I just mean it as an observation, but when you said Bad Girls Guide to Disneyland, I thought it was going to be like, have an attitude, demanding services, indulging yourself, but a lot of the things you're recommending are crimes.
I mean, I feel
pushing
like
children to the ground, urinating.
What do you think
over,
a bad girl is?
Yeah, that's an attitude. Pushing children to the ground, like demanding things. I'm demanding old women give me their money.
Yeah, it goes beyond diva behavior and into sort of small time crime, aspiring crime lord behavior.
Maybe Will isn't the right person to write this book.
No, I could do it. I could do it. I'm sorry. Just making an observation. I could do it. I could be a bad girl.
Okay, well, I mean, I won't say that, like, I'm not an aspiring... I mean, I guess I am a criminal, but, like, I guess, you know, I sometimes think about moving into, you know, bigger... big grand larceny, that kind of stuff.
Right. Of course, everyone does.
Yeah.
Now, Will, I feel like in order to prove to Meg that you are able, you're capable to do this, why don't you just give Meg like an example of the craziest thing that you would do on Indiana Jones?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
You're on the Indiana Jones ride.
If I was going to be a bad boy in Indiana Jones, all right, I might, wait in line, get to the front, and then once I get there, try to like sneak over to the single ride line.
After you've waited in the whole line?
Mm-hmm.
After you've gotten to the front of the line, then you would try to
move over to
get
the single
into
ride
another line.
Line
after you've waited the whole line.
Get over to the front of the single ride line because I think they get better seats sometimes. And when I'm in the ride, I might I put an arm up.
You put an arm up? That's it?
But yeah, I might put an arm up to just.
If you put an arm up, you might get decapitated. That's honestly that's crazy. If you put an arm up, on Indiana Jones, you could lose it.
No, there's times to put an arm up when you're like
going. Smart.
It's not
your
smart.
Idea sucks.
And yeah, it's your.
It's like you don't even know what you're talking about.
I feel like you're out of control right now. Will, put an arm up.
It doesn't make any sense,
yeah,
Meg.
Yeah.
Tell them what you did on Indiana Jones.
Oh, okay. So, there's that part where the bridge is like shaking.
Yeah.
At that point, I use my tool to like undo my bar. I got out, and then I cut the rope so the car actually like fell into the pit below. Everyone thought it was so funny.
Oh my God! That was so hilarious.
Yes,
that was so hilarious. And all those people got so injured.
So injured. It was great. Like, and that's if you're gonna cause make sure lots of people get injured, because then you can like escape in like the chaos of like people of ambulances and park guards coming. It's like really smart. Bring a change of clothes. I have several disguise changes.
Oh, that's smart.
I think we need to take a break. I need a chance to process some of this. And Meg, if it's all right with you, we'll contact you tomorrow with a couple of follow-up questions.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, okay. Thanks, all right. Thanks, Karen.
Oh,
and
my God.
Yes,
pleasure.
Also, thank you for
pleasure.
Me. Also, thank you for me. Hello. If you're enjoying I Will Write Your Book, please do that thing that every podcast asks you to do and go and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. It makes a huge difference to us getting to new audience members. Also, if you have ever heard of social media, there's I Will Write Your Book on Instagram and I Will Write Your on Twitter, which features photos of our guests. And sometimes we get fun fan art that mocks up the covers of these books that we are talking about on these episodes. And it's really fun. So I hope you get a chance to check those out. And thanks so much for listening. All right, cassette tape number 11. I'm meeting with Karen Donahue.
You
Karen,
didn't bring any bread for the ducks?
No, I rushed out of my house. I forgot. I forgot to
Let's
bring
go to a pond and feed ducks. And you want to use my bread to feed the ducks?
I assumed you'd bring bread. You make your own bread. I thought you would just bring one of your homemade loaves.
Well, I did.
Thank God. Here, let me have some. Give me some.
No, you can't have any.
Give me some of my. Give me some of the
no,
bread.
No, give it. Get no.
Give
get
me the bread.
Off of me.
Give me. Give me the bread. I'm in the water. I fell in the water, Karen. Jesus Christ.
Dumb
help
idiot.
Help me. Help me.
Ugh.
Pull
just
me out.
Just walk. Just stand up.
Oh my gosh, I didn't see that. Okay, yes. All right, I'm out. God, I'm soaking wet. You're an idiot.
Yeah, you
I looked
like
shallow.
One too.
I thought it was deep. I thought I was gonna die. Karen, you gotta stop negotiating on behalf of Meg. Like, you're hurting my fee, and that hurts the fee I can give you also.
No, it doesn't. My fee is fixed. I'll negotiate my fee with you.
That fee's not open to negotiation.
Yes, it is. Everything is open to negotiation.
Well, that fee is might have to go down if the money I'm getting in from the projects goes down.
Yeah, well, it's not.
She's got $800,000 for an advance. She's never written a book before.
Right, but that is her money. Okay, that is her money because it's her idea. She's been doing this. She built a following, millions of followers. You've done nothing.
I've written a number of very successful ghost novels.
How's your gratitude coming along?
Not bad, actually.
You haven't been gracious at all this afternoon.
I feel like I'm getting there. I'm grateful that you brought bread.
Your socks are sopping wet.
Hey, I have another question. Don't you think should we report Meg to the police? I mean,
why?
Like she's confessed to injuring many people in Indiana
she's
Jones.
Been in Disney jail.
Disney
There's
jail,
cameras everywhere.
Possibly getting her friend decapitated.
She
sounds like she came up with the idea for the escape and got drunk. Daisy got her head knocked off.
She has documented the whole thing. The whole thing's on Instagram. So it's not your place to say. This is like you wanting to be like, I'm a man. I have power.
That is not what this
is
about.
The situation.
That
I want to dominate
this. That is not what's happening
this.
Right now.
That is what's happening. And you need to recognize that.
She seems pretty cavalier about her friend getting her head knocked off. She didn't. It seemed like a minor inconvenience at worst.
Well,
you know what I'm
that's
saying?
What
she
happens.
Was,
you know,
she's
that's
not
what
traumatized.
Happens. You take chances. If you're going to climb around vents at Disneyland, you better be prepared to have your head knocked off by
the first thing she suggested was screaming in a blind panic to get to the front of the line.
That makes sense to me. That's inventive.
It didn't occur to
you
that we should maybe call the authorities?
It's
or like...
So, you know what's weird? You know what has just occurred to me? You haven't even asked me how the ski lodge deal is going.
That's right. I'm so sorry. I forgot.
You didn't
how
even say, how did it go? Did you get that place in Angel Fire? Did they throw in the 110 units of condos?
Right.
Are you going to start running the timeshare
units.
That's also on the property? You haven't asked me about it at all.
How's it going?
Great. I nailed it.
Okay, good. So tomorrow when we talk to Meg, I'll try to be on board, but I'm worried about her. I'm worried about her and the behavior that we are condoning.
It's not your place to say. It's not your place to judge. Can you write the book or not?
You bet your ass.
Okay.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Give me my bread back.
No. I'm eating this now. All right, Cassette Tape 12. This is a follow-up meeting with Meg Simone. Karen Donahue is here. And let's see, so is Meg. Hello, Meg. Thanks for talking with us again.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey. Hey, Karen.
I got a couple of follow-up questions I was just thinking about last night. Have you ever been in trouble with the actual police? Not Disney jail, but real jail.
No, I have actually never. Actual police have never caught me.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Were you investigated at all as part of the Indiana Jones
massacre? Oh, the Indy massacre.
Yes, let's call it
all over the news. No. Surprisingly, no. So here's a little Instagram hack you can do. Just say everything you do online is either like a parody. Just be like, this is a parody. I'm not really doing this. Just call everything a parody. Like, I should throw that in. Everything I've said in that tape before in that last conversation is a parody. I haven't actually done those things, but all you have to say is like it's a parody. It's like this is staged and no one can come for you.
But you have done those things.
I have done those things allegedly.
Okay, I see. Okay. Fine.
And you know what strikes me, Will, is that you're coming to this meeting with questions and you should be coming to this meeting with answers.
Yeah, exactly. Like I have I have some questions. Like Will, if you are going to write this book, like how willing are you to go just get fully in like the bad girl Disney mode? Like what are you willing
Full.
Like
what Full, you, I'll do it. I'll do it all the way.
Okay, then here's what I mean like before I sign, like I need I think we all, the three of us need to like take a like trip to Disney together, and I really need to see you go like full bad boy, bad girl or boy Disney, whatever you like. The genders are really like it applies to all. Like my rules apply to all genders.
I'll be a bad girl. Yeah.
Okay, be a bad girl. I want to see you. I want to like immediately when we get there. I want to. Let's say like let's just start simple. Let's say we're online for the cars ride, but it's like an hour wait. What are we doing? How are we getting to the front of the line?
We're gonna wait patiently and maybe ask somebody if we can have their spot because we are in a hurry.
That's not how a bad girl does it. Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta be like. Can you show me? Can I show?
Yeah.
Have you seen my son? Has my son been through here? I don't know. He ran away and he said he wanted to go see Mater. He wanted to see Mater. Like, have you seen my son? I'm sorry. He's partially deaf. He can't hear me when he screams. But Trevor.
I'm with her.
I'm sorry.
I'm with her. We have to find her son.
That's my nephew. Find him. Find him now!
Yes, come on. We have to get to the front of the line.
He can go into anaphylactic shock.
No, my nephew is loose.
Okay, and then we're at the front of the line, and we're jumping into a car, and then like let's that
so long.
So long, suckers. Enjoy the wait. We're on our way to Radiator Springs, and I have no children.
You actually let them know?
Yeah, I definitely have no children. I'm barren.
Nice.
My God. All right, I'm convinced. Let's do it. I'll do that, and I'll tape myself, and I'll send it to you before you sign.
Okay, I appreciate that. But that was just channel that energy, and I think we can make a deal.
All right, I'm optimistic.
And the deal is going to be two books for $7,000 total.
Okay,
so that's $3,500 a book.
Okay, thank you, Karen. Thank you. Yes,
we want a minimum of 300. Pages for each book, a minimum.
That we should write the length of the book as they should be. We shouldn't require a length.
No, we need to have a minimum. That is the minimum. If it goes past that minimum, that's fine. That's on you. That's extra time on you. But the minimum is 300. We're not going to pay a penny for anything over 300.
I mean, I am confident, you know, I think 300 is at least the right length for this book. I feel like I have a lot of wisdom. I have a lot of stories to tell about my time as a Disney bad girl. And, you know, I think like if you can somehow contain it in 300 pages, I will be impressed. If it gets to 300 pages, I'm like, yeah, you've captured everything. I might be willing to throw in like a little bonus of like $500.
No, don't even.
Okay. Sorry, Karen. $250. Okay, $250 per book for the bonus, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
fine.
Okay. All right. All right.
All right. I'll send you the tape tomorrow. I'm going to Disneyland tomorrow. I'll send you the tape, and then we'll see if we the video clip, and we'll see if we sign. Meg, thanks so much for considering using our services.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Karen. Also,
oh my God.
Will acknowledged.
Thank you. I like being acknowledged. I'm grateful for that
so
acknowledgement.
You are so authentic and genuine.
Thank you, Karen.
You too. I am too.
Hey, you know what, so Meg? I'd love to invite you to my... I have a ski resort in Angel Fire, New Mexico.
Ooh,
I'd love for you to come out.
I would love that.
I can go too.
No, you can't. Well, it doesn't. The invitation doesn't extend to you.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Yes, I will. Oh, I'm already spending this the money I've made on the book on I'll get myself some skis. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, treat myself. I've done the work.
You deserve it. You've done the work. You've done the work.
Yeah,
you put the work in. Yeah. See, that's the difference, Will. You haven't done the work, Will.
Yeah.
You haven't put the work in.
I accept this.
Yeah. I mean, putting the content exists, putting it on the page is like what? Like you
hard,
know.
Takes hard, it's work and skill. It's work and skill is what it is.
All right. I think doing it and coming up with the ideas, like crafting the world of drunk Disney girls, mm-hmm. bad Disney girls is like the real work. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, we don't remember like the guy who wrote down all of Mozart's compositions.
Right. Right.
As a writer, I think that I have an appreciation for the written world and the construction of a reality with which to immerse the reader that mm-hmm. Perhaps you do not, Meg.
Excuse me? I'm very appreciative of it.
Wow. No, I'm sorry. I'm a piece of shit. I'm a piece of shit. I'm sorry. I suck. I'm a piece of shit. I'm a piece of shit. That's my negotiation strategy. All right, Meg, thanks so much for meeting with us.
Thank you. Thank you to both of you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. All right, everybody. That's another episode of I Will Write Your Book. My name's Will Hines. I played Will Hines. Hey, follow me on Twitter, why don't you? WILLHINES. It's all lies, lies, lies. Plus, this podcast has an email. You can send us email. It is book@willhines.net. book@willhines.net. With the books that you would like to write, or questions about the publishing industry, or questions about our guests. And maybe we'll read your email on the podcast. Pam.
Pam Murphy, I played Karen Donahue, as per usual, Murphy Please on Twitter and Instagram. And I even have a website called murphyplease.com. Hey guys, you might want to download Peacock.
All right. Switching it up. No more Quibi plugs. And Joan, why don't you introduce yourself, and if you want to plug something, plug away.
Hi, I'm Joan Ford. I played Meg Simone, a.k.a. Tipsy Tinkerbell. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm on both of those as Joan Haley Ford. And then I'm a Twitch streamer. So if you're on Twitch, you can find me also at twitch.tv/Joan Haley Ford.
All right. And thanks so much for being on the show. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or, heck, I don't know where you're listening to these things.
I don't know either, but good job, Will. Good job plugging.
Great job, Will.
I'm plugging. All right, I'm really doing it. Goodbye, everybody.
Hey, Oscar, Rachel, do you like Disney movies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen all of them?
Yeah, we saw all the Disney animated movies.
And we saw all the Pixar animated movies, too.
How about the DCOMs?
What?
The Disney Channel original movies. You should listen to our podcast, Inside the Disney Vault, because we are watching all of them in chronological order.
Yeah, and we do fun segments, like we cast each other.
That's right, and my favorite segment, Zaddy Watch, where we rank every single DCOM daddy.
Ooh, you can listen to all this fun stuff on our podcast, Inside the Disney Vault, on Campfire Media, wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, guys, let's get back in the vault. It's cold out here.
Campfire.